It just makes sense that Roberts Plumbing is a proud sponsor of Can Do Radio, because when it comes to your plumbing, we can do. Call 770-534-2373 today.
Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Thank you guys for joining us today. We are covering so much great information. Now, we just finished talking about great ways to connect education and vacation. And a great place to go for what we think, I'm sure, and you'll agree with me on this one, Dr. Bill, is a wonderful education is down in Sapelo Island. And talking about Labor Day, that's coming up real soon.
Well, it's a great place to go. You know, you have the beach. Not only that, you have two institutes. You have the George Marine Institute out there. You also have the Sapelo Island Estuarine Research Institute. So these are two great places where you can learn about marine biolife, interaction with the island, and it's fun, it's close, and it's not that expensive.
It's not that expensive, but I want to back up a little bit. So kids can go and they can actually go and see the research facilities?
They can see the research facilities, but particularly the Sapelo Island Estuarine Research Institute. They have a classroom setting there where they can sit in chairs and look up and they can learn about what's going on. And if you go to the Sapelo Island Birdhouse website, that's sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. Again, sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. You can look at it under our mission statement. And you can see a nice little video done by Adam McKibben. He's actually a marine biologist heading the program up there. You can see the classroom, see some of the stuff he talks about, and get a little mini session. You get some idea of the stuff you would see and learn.
Well, you know, it's a fantastic learning opportunity to go by that research facility, because I've been in there, too. And as a matter of fact, I remember the first time I walked in there, and I was just amazed to see all the fossils and the different bones of different marine life. And it was just fascinating to see all of that there. It's almost as though when you're on Sapelo, sometimes you can feel as though you're on multiple different locations. So definitely going to the Marine Institute would be a great way to have a really good vacation there. But now is a good time to go ahead and get those reservations in, though, for Labor Day, because I would think you guys are really booking up and filling up with the cottages.
Not only Labor Day, also to think in terms of Christmas. Mm. You know, that's a good time to start thinking about getting the reservations in at that point as well.
Well, you know, one of the good things also, too, about coming to a place like your cottages would be because you are also decorating for Christmas.
Decorating for Christmas. You also have the Reynolds Mansion on the island, and they do a huge decoration on Christmas with many Christmas trees. And they also have their famous Christmas brunch, which occurs during the week, and they have pancakes, and they have sausages, eggs, fruit, homemade biscuits, all that stuff. It's really good.
You're making me hungry right now, and it's not even Christmas time. So I definitely would think that now's a good time to also start looking at that. And that's one of those vacations, too, where even if you're not there on Christmas Day, you could certainly go down for a part of the Christmas season and get a really nice vacation in with the kids, a little education, get a chance to walk on the beach, collect those sand dollars and driftwood and those kind of wonderful things that you can do on the beach there in Sapelo as well.
That's true, and that's just a beautiful beach on the East Coast. And thinking about beaches, you can also go to a beach we visited on the West Coast, you know, and that whole side there is a whole area around Portland.
Well, absolutely. Portland does have, well, Oregon has some great beaches as well to the Pacific, so you can definitely head out there. Another great educational type trip as well. Now, I know how much you love trivia, so do you have any Portland trivia for me?
Well, Portland has a lot to offer. One thing is it's a place when people think about the whole farm-to-table network and the whole farm-to-table food center. Where did that start at?
Well, I would say in the Portland area.
It started in Portland.
Wow. Okay. So I didn't realize that. I know they have some great farmers markets there and really great seafood as well.
Well, they do. They have good seafood, particularly the salmon, the principal fish in that area there. Mm. And that's one thing they look up, particularly the sockeye. It's one of the famous fish that are, that pervades the rivers and creeks in that region.
Well, you know, when you think about trivia and you think about Portland, do you know where the name Portland came from?
Well, where did it come from?
Well, the name of the city was chosen by a coin toss between the city's two founders, Asa Lovejoy and Francis Pettigrove. Now, Portland was Pettigrove's hometown, Portland, Maine. So that won over Lovejoy's hometown, which was Boston. So it actually almost could have been Boston if Lovejoy had won that coin toss.
It's true. It's a shame they didn't have a Southerner in it, but we ended up with two Yankee cities, so that's okay.
What, another Atlanta, another Gainesville, or another what city?
A savanna.
Another savanna. Okay, well, maybe we can, you know, do a little bit of search and see if there's some other savannas around the world. But now, what industry do you think was a big part of Portland?
Well, when you look at Portland, I mean, one thing you think of the tourist industry is one thing that's there, but then you also think of the fishing industry, you think of lumber, you think of shipping, all those things you need to think about.
You're absolutely right with the lumber industry. That was really a big part of the industry there. And it had a major growth after World War II. A lot of the ships were made there. A lot of those big cargo ships were made there for Great Britain, actually.
Well, that's true. I mean, and you know, something that's similar is the Georgia coast. I mean, the Georgia Bear Islands were the place where a lot of the big lumber came from. It was a big lumber industry. Old Ironsides was made, you know, from the lumber that was came from some of the Georgia Bear Islands.
Absolutely. I mean, you can still see a lot of beautiful trees when you go to either of those coasts. Certainly in Portland, there are some really great things to do. There are a lot of really great outdoor activities. Now, flying in, we could see Mount Hood in the distance as we were flying in. I think that's just a great, great, magnificent view as you're flying into Portland International Airport to look over and see Mount Hood really there in the distance.
It is. It's a beautiful city. It opens itself to a lot of outdoor activities, but do not be mistaken. You're in the north. And it gets cold, so they have some pretty cold winters up there.
They do have some cold winters there. But you don't see a ton of snow there, not in the city of Portland. I've been there during the winter. It wasn't so much snow. We did have a bit of rain.
But you do see snow in the mountains.
Absolutely. You can see a lot of snow when you look out at the mountains in the distance there. But now, I want to talk about a couple of things because I've spent a fair amount of time in Portland. And there are a couple of really cool things to do if you are going there, some really educational things. One of the first things that I would recommend when you talk about education and travel together is a trip to the Powell Bookstore. Now, people might say, going to a bookstore, that's something that's on the top of your list. But that bookstore is magnificent. You had a chance to check it out as well.
It's the largest independently owned bookstore in the nation. And you name an old book, they have it there. You can just walk in and peruse and just see old, old books that you would never see. And you can buy them there, look at them. And that's the kind of neat thing. We used to have a bookstore here in the Georgia area, Oxford's Bookstores, but they're gone. Most of our old bookstores are gone except for a couple of bookstores down a little Five Points.
Well, you're absolutely right about that, and that's what makes Powell Bookstore really another fascinating kind of historical spot to check out, is because so many of those independently owned bookstores are sort of a thing of the past. But now, I know how much you love Japanese food. There's a Portland Japanese Garden. It's really a cool place to visit as well. You can spend about 45 minutes to an hour there. They have five gardens in there, and you can also experience a traditional Japanese tea ceremony.
Well, that's kind of neat as well. They also have Chinese gardens there. They're an interesting thing to see for people to look at, as well as the Portland Art Museum.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I've been to the Chinese garden as well. And just like any historical style East Asian garden, you get a lot of things there where you have the principles of harmony and respect for nature that come together in their gardens. It really make a really nice place for going to just sit and meditate or definitely just look at just how beautiful things are maintained there, because they really are. And, of course, Portland's Art Museum, as you mentioned, is one of the oldest museums on the West Coast. So definitely something to check out.
That's true.
Now, we're coming down to the end of this segment. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about going out from Portland to a little city called Bend.
Bend sounds great to me.
We had a great time in Bend as well. Now, the show today is being brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. A great place to go for learning and travel. So hopefully you guys will check out that website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. Now sit tight. We'll be back in a few minutes on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WBUN.